Well, you know, first and foremost, to kind of go back to the beginning for you, where it all started, what your inspirations were as a child, and how you really started to fall in love with this world.
I'm pretty sure that as everybody else in this business, I started as a fan. I love to read, buy, draw, cut, you know, comic books when I was a kid. And I love them all. I love the characters. I love the superheroes universes. I mean, I didn't mind, and I didn't know actually the difference between the Marvel universe and the DC universe. To me, they were all together. Right? And so I was just a kid enjoying myself. And then I got my drawing skills grew up with time, and I kept drawing, and I kept liking it. And so it came to a point where both paths came together. You know, me being a fan, me being a guy who likes to draw, and it's like, you know, try to improve myself through comic books, and suddenly start thinking about this as a career shot. So you know, it came up to me little by little, actually.
Sorry, okay. Then, as you grew up, inspiration. Where did you get it from? Did you have anybody that was maybe a mentor to you? Somebody that kind of gave you that lift, gave you that boost? Was it a lot of you just figuring it out on your own?
A bit of both, actually. I'm from an age without internet, without, you know, all this instant reference, you know. Now, I think a computer world, it's a big tool that I think is not being taken care of. I mean, at least on us trying to breaking in artists or people who's willing to learn the craft. There's all these tools available there in the screen, you know, and we're not taking advantage of it. I remember when I was a kid going to the bookstores down in Mexico and trying to get books on how to draw comics, you know, and there were none or two or three, and most of them weren't that good, really, you know. But that was the one thing that can show me the way, some way at least. And that was a lot of that. And yeah, when I first started working in Mexico, drawing comic books down in Mexico, and I start meeting people, knowing people from the industry in Mexico that has nothing to do with what we do here. But some of them took me under their wing and helped me try to understand the sequential art language, you know. And so both of them come together, you know, and helped me a lot.
When you look to Mexico and you look to that inspiration and learning sequential art and how to tell the story, bridging what you learned there to what you do now, were there a lot of parallels that you took away from? Were there a lot of things that are the same, or is the work that you're doing today different from maybe what you experienced?
Yeah, a lot. There's no similarities from what I did to what I do. I learned within the years that this is I tell people that I draw the funny books, right? Because I don't want to spend any more time with, you know, my family and friends. They don't really get it. As much as I try to explain it, what we really do, to them is like the funny books and that's it. But within the years, when I from where I started to till today, I realized that it's no funny business at all. And I mean it in the right way, you know, in a good way. It's a really, really serious job that we enjoy a lot, and we talk about universes and characters and that, but still is lots of responsibility, because there's people relying on you being on time, on you being accurate, on you being professional with your share of in the work process and that. So that has nothing to do with the things that I've saw and kind of learned in the beginning. You know, here it's really tough. Competition is like, you know, right down the corner, literally. You know, and you got to try to show your best to be able to go like every month out there to the comic book store and be the lucky one that people will pick over somebody else's. You know?
When you look at your drawing style and your abilities, what does it encompass? What type of maybe memories or emotions do you try to put into it? Do you try and create the feel? Because everybody has their own signature on something. So describe kind of how you define your signature.
I would like people to enjoy reading a book as much as I enjoy drawing the book. That's my take. I mean, I'm not trying to be the one that changes the business like for good. I don't want to be the leading artist in the world. I don't want to be that guy, because I'm not that guy. I'm just a guy who loves what he does. You know, I'm just a guy who really enjoys drawing comics. So I would love people to enjoy the little time they spend when they open a comic book, and they kind of put themselves aside from their real daily tragic, boring, maybe, I don't know, life.
Yeah.
And so we can have this little window where we share this joyful universe.
Where's the dynamic duo?
Of all the characters that you've been able to work on, where do you feel like you have had the most enjoyment or the most fun? I mean, do they all, to you, when you look at them, have similarities even when they're different characters? Or how do you kind of see that world that you've created?
Well, every character is different to me. I have a lot of joy on the Marvel Universe. You know, I started back in the days drawing DC characters that I really enjoy. But I always felt more appeal to the Marvel characters. So being now at Marvel makes me really happy. And between the Marvel characters, among them all, there's one that stands alone between them all, which is Spider-Man. I've always been a Spider-Man fan. And so when I had the chance to do it for real, you know, when I got over on the Amazing Spider-Man book, when they let me, you know, do the job, lead the book, lead the character for this time that I was in the book, it was like the best time like ever, you know. So if I should list one character, that would be it.
And in closing, when you look at when it comes to being the illustrator, the inker, the colorist, the writer, when you have this whole team together, and obviously those behind the scenes that also kind of have a direction they want a character to go and whatnot, what can you say about the team coming together, how important that is, and maybe some challenges or adversity that you can remember where maybe a writer and you didn't see eye to eye, or there was a moment where you really felt like you had to kind of take a beat and then figure it all out together?
I've been lucky because I respect them all. I respect my team. And maybe it's not even the right way to put it. It's not that I respect my team, but I'm part of a team. I happen to be maybe the eyes of that team. That's what people see at the end, is the resultant of our team effort. They don't get to see the script that has been sent to me, you know. They don't get to see Edgar's colors, you know, watercolors or whatever, the Photoshop palette he has, blah, 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 you know, and the same with Victor. They get to see the way I synthesize their older different efforts. Yeah. So in that way, I respect them all. I try not to step on their toes at all. I always try not to pretend that I know better than they do, because as I am, they've been here for long,
yeah,
and they have their own careers, and they are respected in the business because of what they do. So I follow that and I trust that, and so you know. Those terms makes my work really easy, because I trust, and we trust each other, and that's, I think, in a job that is that you rely in the other part of the team, either you do it or you're gonna suffer a lot.
Yeah.
And again, as I told you, I've been lucky because all the people in this team and who's been with me for this many years is a really, really talented team, so I have no worries about it.
And Victor said that Edgar is his drinking buddy and he'll tell people to go to Tijuana, but no, he said everybody's afraid to go. So what can you say about maybe when you guys do get to relax, if you ever do get to relax, you know, is there time where you do like to kind of get away from everything and just kind of sit and talk?
Well, you know, I see them all at shows mainly.
Okay.
And where you at shows, you have a lot of, you know, commitments or meetings afterwards, after the show closes and stuff, you still have to do some networking work. But me personally, when I'm not working, I have a quiet life. I'm a family guy.
No Tijuana.
No Tijuana. I mean, I'm not even close to Tijuana. So, and you know, I really don't drink. You know, I kind of drink a little bit when I'm home.
Yeah.
I don't drink out home. I mean, I don't go to bars, and when I go to bars, I don't drink there because I just don't like it, though. You know.
Yeah.
So my social life is really quiet. Family, friends, my kids, my wife. You know, that's as simple as that. I love and enjoy going to the movies and having dinner with my college buddies, you know, that has nothing to do with the business, and they don't care who I am, and they don't care what I do. And we talk about, you know, like everyday life, and I love that.